Hello, beautiful people. This is your host, Demira Virgil, and you are listening to Queendom Conversations Podcast. On this platform, we speak truth, we stand in it, and walk boldly in who God called us to be. This podcast is rooted in scripture, led by purpose, and anchored in meaningful conversations designed to empower women to stop shrinking, embrace healing, and boldly step into their God-given identity. So grab your journals, ladies, settle in, and let's get into this. Now, for those of you who don't know, I'm a firm believer in declaring things over my life. I speak life into situations every day throughout the day. It is mandatory for me because I am fully aware of how powerful my voice is when I speak into atmospheres. So with that being said, let's affirm. Today, I release every version of me that was created to just survive. I am no longer shrinking to make others comfortable. I take up space. I walk in power. And I embrace my full self without apology. In this season in my life, I am not apologizing for the gifts that God has given me. I'm not apologizing for my purpose. I'm not apologizing for the favor that is on my life. I'm not apologizing for the people that I had to let go in this season. I refuse to apologize for the light that God has put on my life that He felt that I was worthy of having. I'm not apologizing for walking in my purpose and being obedient to the things that God has told me to do. I refuse to apologize for shifting atmospheres in the rooms that I walk in. It's just not going to happen. I'm not going to apologize for the light that the Lord has put on my life because He felt as if I was worthy to have that. I'm not going to apologize for the things that God is doing in my life in this season. I'm not apologizing for the doors that He's opening. I'm not apologizing for the foundation that God has set me on. These roots in this foundation run deep. These roots have been growing for over 20 years. I have been speaking life and planting seeds into situations for years. I'm not going to apologize for the fruit that is being produced from the seeds that I have planted. That is not the season that I'm operating in. This is not a season of apology. This is a season of growth. This is a season of new things. And this is a season of me trusting God like I've never trusted God before in my whole life. This is a season of me standing firm in my truth and believing the promises that God has given me. I want to talk about the version of you who's afraid of being too much, afraid of outgrowing the people you love, and afraid that being seen might lead to rejection. Let me tell you something, and this is the truth. Sometimes the hardest part about stepping into your full self, into your full potential, into your purpose, walking in authority in the season that God has placed you in, it isn't the fear of failure. It's actually the fear of being seen. Because once you're seen, once you start showing up with confidence and clarity, people are going to start talking. They'll say she's changed. She thinks she's better now. She's doing too much. But this is the truth. This is what I need all of you to understand. You are not doing too much by walking in the authority that God has given you. You are finally doing what you were always called to do. You're not changing to impress anyone. You're evolving to honor who God created you to be. You've outgrown silence. You've outgrown pretending. You've outgrown minimizing yourself to stay in spaces that you should have left 3, 4, 5, 6 seasons ago. Let me ask you this question. How many times have you stopped yourself from going all in on something because you thought it would make someone else uncomfortable? How many times have you said, let me not post that because it's too bold, or let me not say that they're not ready for this version of me? I'm going to remind you of something. They may not be ready, but you are. Come on, y'all. You are ready to speak. You have to start declaring things over your life, lady. Your words have power. You are ready to show up. Not only show up, but show out. You are ready to be seen. We are declaring right now that we are not shrinking. We are not bending ourselves to fit into boxes we were never designed to live in. Purpose cannot breathe in a cage. I'm going to say it one more time. We are declaring right now, we are not shrinking. We are not bending ourselves to fit into boxes we were never designed to live in. Purpose cannot breathe in a cage. Purpose cannot breathe in a cage. Your purpose cannot breathe. You cannot thrive standing in a cage, standing in a box, standing in spaces that you are comfortable in, standing in places that you are afraid to step out of. We were never made to be hidden. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are the change that someone else has been praying for. I say this all the time. A lot of times, us walking in obedience and doing the things that God has told us to do are not just blessings for us. They are blessings that are tied into helping others. You starting that nonprofit, you starting that company, you being able to hire those people, you speaking life into situations because of your testimony, because of things that God has brought you through. I don't only testify, I'm a witness. That is the only title that I have. I am a witness of what God has done in my life. God has set me apart. And he has gave me a multitude of gifts, and he has given me favor, and he has loved me unconditionally and has always showed up for me in every season that I have been in, no matter the trials, the heartache, the pain, the people that I lost, no matter the dark places that I sat in, I stood in, I walked in. God was with me, walking me through those situations. Every time I had to go through those things because it shaped me, it molded me, and it put me in a position to be where I am today. Very seldomly do I walk up to a woman and we have a conversation and I cannot relate to what she's saying to me because of what I've been through. I've been through hell and back. Sometimes we have to realize that the things that we are going through is not just about us. It's about the people that we are supposed to save later on in life. The truth that we speak, our words, sometimes it's just our presence, just us being there, just us showing up can change a person's life. I remember a time in my life where I always second-guessed myself, no matter what it was. I could have a dream. God could put people before me to bless me. Doors were open, and no matter what was going on, I always second-guessed myself, trying to figure out if I was making the right decision, if this is what I should do, how this would make somebody else feel. You don't want people to know how smart I am, and don't want people to know that I can fix this or that I can do this or that I have access to this, because I didn't want to make people feel like I was doing too much. I didn't want to outgrow the people that I cared about. But what I learned is this: playing small doesn't protect relationships. It just postpones your growth. And when you grow, you give others the permission to grow. When people see growth in you, when people see the elevation, when people see the new things that God is doing in your life, it will motivate them to do the same. And that's why taking up space isn't selfish. It's sacred. It's obedience. It's purpose in motion. And again, purpose cannot live in a box. It cannot. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. Your purpose cannot just be smothered in this small box. We are designed for greatness. We are here for a purpose, regardless of the situation or how you got here. There are so many women who feel guilty and feel like they are not worthy of certain situations and blessings because of the situations on how they were brought into this world. If you were brought here, you were brought here for a reason. There is a purpose on your life. You are not just here by coincidence. God does not make mistakes. God is very intentional about everything that he does. How do you start taking up space? What are some things you can do? Because I know there are a lot of women who are going to be listening to this podcast and say, that's a lot easier to say than do. But there are things that you can do to start shifting and start putting you in position that you are the light in any room you walk in, ladies. Start speaking when you are usually silent. Show up in your gifts and don't apologize for it. I'm not apologizing for the gifts that God has given me in this season. I'm not apologizing for the projects that I'm working on. I'm not apologizing for the lives that I'm touching, for the impact that I have. I'm not apologizing for the favor that the Lord has given me in this season. And not only in this season, in every season of my life. I'm not apologizing for where I am in my life. I'm not apologizing for the things that God is doing in my life. If God feels like I am worthy, if God has placed a light on my life, this is not a season where I'm concerned about what others have to say about me. The only thing that I care about is if something happens to me today, can I stand before the Lord and the Lord be proud of the works that I have done in this lifetime? If God feels that I am worthy enough to place a light on my life, why in the world would I give other people control over how bright my light can shine? That's too much power. The gossiping and the talking about people and the negativity and the toxic relationships and toxic environments, I don't have time for that. I've set myself apart from that. I'm fasting. I'm praying. I'm in my prayer closet. I'm working on my prayer boards. I'm speaking life into situations. I'm declaring things over my life. I'm praying for covering over my family. I'm praying for covering over my mindset. I'm praying for the Lord to protect me, because when you start to operate in authority and you start to walk in your purpose and things are starting to shift in people's lives because of your presence and because of your words and your testimonies and because you're witnessing about the goodness of God, because you're doing kingdom work, there's going to be attacks. I am too busy trying to stay in the presence of the Lord to worry about anything going on, any outside noise, any conversations that don't pertain or help me with this journey that I'm in. I do not give people that type of power over my life where I accept the words that they speak over me. I'm not here to please people. I'm not dimming my life. This is not a season where I'm going to dim anything in my life. I will not apologize. If people are waiting for an apology from me operating in my gifts and doing the things that the Lord has told me, then they're going to be waiting a long time. I know who I am. I know what I'm worthy of. I know the authority that I have. I know when I, listen, I'm not going to apologize for shifting the atmosphere when I walk in the room. I say this all the time. If you see me in a room, I don't care what room you see me in, conference room, round tables, I don't care, a stage, you need to understand that I'm there because I was sent there. God goes before me in all things. God sent me there, and he sent me there for a reason. I'm intentional about everything that I do, and I'm also intentional about blocking that noise out. I will not be distracted in this season. I will not be ashamed in this season. I will not operate in a capacity of being less than for anybody. That is not who God designed me to be. I'm stronger today than what I was yesterday. I'll be stronger next week than what I am today. My relationship with the Lord grows stronger every day. I learn new things every day. If you can't handle the light that I have on me today, you definitely won't be able to handle it next week. You won't even be able to handle it tomorrow, because it gets brighter every day. I'm doing the work. I'm doing the work. This is not just me just sitting here just telling you something that I think you want to hear. This is me sitting here having this conversation with you about things that I have dealt with. I'm here for a reason. I do not care who does not understand that. As long as I understand, that is all that matters. Something that I want you to ask yourself, ladies. Where in your life have you been shrinking? And what would it look like if you showed up fully there every day? I'm talking about 100% of what God has poured into you. What would it look like to let your life shine as bright as the Lord wants it to? Without trying to cover it. Without trying to keep parts of it hidden. without trying to apologize. What does it look like? Write it down, ladies. Pray on it. Speak life into it. And then walk in it. Walk in the authority that God has given you. Walk in the greatness that God has given you. Walk in the strength that God has given you. Walk in the anointing that God has given you. Walk in the favor that God has poured upon you. Walk into the blessings that God has put your name on. Walk through those doors. Walk into the rooms, shift the atmospheres, bring the light, set the tone. I don't give anybody that much power that they dim my light when I walk in the room. You're not going to do that to me. You're not going to make me feel like I'm not worthy of this light that God has given me when I walk in the room. It's going to shine as bright as God wants it to. And that's the mindset that you have to have because you're worthy of that. We are worthy of that. We are worthy. Take up the space. They don't like it. Take up the space. They don't understand it. Take up the space. If they can't handle it, then they can leave the room at any time. The same way they walk in, they can walk out. We have to start declaring some things, lady. This is a season of making declarations of our life. Declare, my voice demands to be heard and my truth cannot be ignored. I'm walking in rooms. The atmosphere shifts because I've entered and it adjusts to the power I carry. I'm walking in rooms. My presence is a declaration of God's favor and purpose. I'm walking in rooms. I refuse to shrink and make others comfortable. I take up space and I am not going to apologize. I'm walking into rooms. I am seen, known, and valued for who I am and what I bring. I'm walking into rooms. I release wisdom and light that ignites change. I'm walking in rooms. Boundaries are set and respect is given. I'm walking in rooms. I walk in authority knowing that I am called, chosen, and equipped. I'm walking in rooms. The light of God in me disrupts darkness and brings clarity. I'm walking in rooms. Doors open and favor follows me wherever I go. I'm walking in rooms. Scriptures, Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm walking in rooms. 2 Timothy 1:7. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. I am walking in rooms. Isaiah 60:1. Arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. I'm going to say it one more time. I declare I am walking in rooms. And I'm going to take up space. We have to be intentional about the words that we speak and we have to believe in the words that we are saying. Ladies, this is a season where we are just not speaking, but we are declaring things over our life with the authority that God has given us. I am taking up space. My voice demands to be heard and my truth cannot be ignored. I am taking up space. The atmosphere shifts because I've entered and it adjusts to the power that I carry. I am taking up space. My presence is a declaration of God's favor and purpose. I refuse to shrink to make others comfortable. I am taking up space. I am seen, known, and valued for who I am and what I bring. I am taking up space. I release wisdom and light that ignites change. I am taking up space. Boundaries are set and respect is going to be given. I am taking up space. I walk in authority knowing that I am called, chosen, and equipped. I am taking up space. The light of God in me disrupts darkness and brings clarity. I am taking up space. Doors open and favor follows me wherever I go. I'm not apologizing. The light that is upon me, God feels as though I am worthy to have this light and I'm going to carry it and I'm going to stand in it. And every room that I walk in, I'm going to shift. You have to start speaking life over situations. You have to start speaking life into your atmospheres. You have to start speaking life over your children, your family, your resources, your health, your mindset, everything, every element of you. You have to start covering every element of you, every element of your life, every element of things that you care about, every element of things that you have your hands on, you have to start covering that with your words. It's mandatory. It's mandatory, ladies. With that being said, final affirmation, ladies. You ready? Affirm. I give myself permission to evolve. I will not apologize for my growth. I will not shrink to fit into spaces I was called to change. I am walking in rooms with authority. I am called, chosen, and I will not apologize for right. As I wrap this episode up, this is a perfect example of stepping outside of your box. The projects that I'm working on, 95% of the things that I'm doing now is me stepping outside the box, of me listening to the things that God is putting on my spirit to do. And it is a complete and total shift of where I started with Queendom 7-8 years ago. Is something that I never thought that I would be doing, something that I've always had a passion for, something that I've always loved my whole life. But it never crossed my mind that this would be the path that God would lead me on. And with that being said, I started a media company called Shekinah Media Group. And I have some songs that I released. It's on Bandcamp. I will place the information down in this timeline when I put the descriptions and everything. But please follow me on Bandcamp.com. It's Shekinah Media. I'm on every social media platform for Queendom Conversations Podcast, Damara Virgil, TikTok, Instagram. But my most active page is Facebook, Queendom Conversations, Damara Virgil. I have a Queen Tribe group, Luke 145 on there. You can also join that. And I always post things about inspiration, motivational things throughout the week just to keep us going. Because in all honesty, I am the strong friend. I'm the strong sister, a strong mother, strong cousin. And I think a lot of times because we're strong, people forget that we also at times need people to pour things into us. So I always make it a point to put some inspirational stuff on there. You can go down through the timelines. I talk about a variety of topics, and I just want women to just keep going and not give up. That's very important to me, that we just keep going and know that God has us. And whatever we're going through, ladies, this is temporary. There are so many things that we are dealing with, but this is temporary. You just have to look outside that box and know that there is something greater coming. This song is called That's Why We Pray. This is one of my favorite songs out of all that I've made. I listen to it throughout the day, every day. So I'm going to post a snippet of it. I hope you all are blessed by this episode. Stay tuned. I have some more things coming. I have some major projects that I'm working on. And you all just be blessed, okay? Until next time, ladies. Bye.
My precious, my prayers are filled with fire. Mm-hmm. My prayers are breaking chains. Mm-hmm. My prayers are shaking heaven. Mm-hmm. And bringing down the rain. Mm-hmm. My prayers are moving mountains. Mm-hmm. My prayers are healing pain. Mm-hmm. My prayers are making demons tremble at his name. That's why I pray. That's why I pray. I call his name. Jesus reigns. Mountains move.